Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Holiday week. Thanks so much for being with us. Maybe you have the week off. I don't know. Or maybe you're just working a couple days and then you get Wednesday off or Thursday. Or maybe you have to work all week like my wife does. Maybe you have to work every single day this week and it's not actually really a holiday week for you at all. I'll say this. The roads were quiet this morning.
Damn
all
sure
the kids
were.
Off school.
Damn sure were.
Nice.
Damn sure were, man. And, because, you know, obviously we have kids who's like they're Lily's in pre-K.
Yeah.
Pre-K is basically treated like
it's
school.
On Cobb County's
yes.
schedule.
And so, yeah, yeah.
She's off for the week.
Yeah. Yeah, just like Samson's off for the week yeah. and everything like that.
Jack, on the other hand,
had to go to daycare.
Is in daycare, yep. and daycare's not off for the week,
yes.
so we took him in.
Yeah.
That's Lily's favorite thing.
What?
When she doesn't have to go, but he does.
Right.
Because then she, like, gets to come in and drop him off, and she, like, pretends like
she's the big
parent.
No.
Yeah.
She's the big dog.
She's
the,
exactly.
Yeah, she's the big dog walking through that
She, like, she wanted to carry his backpack in.
Oh, yeah.
She was, like, talking to the teacher.
Like,
she was like, Jack already had some breakfast. And I was like, jeez. All right.
Exactly. So,
nothing makes, and I think this is probably true of most kids, certainly of little girls, nothing makes her happier and feel more like empowered than getting that little bit of responsibility.
Oh, no
right?
doubt about it, dude. You just
little
wait.
Tastes of responsibility.
You just wait, man. It's going to continuously, get there and there and there, especially big sis looking out for little brother
exactly.
and everything. And so, yeah, it's going to be like that. Shout out because I went up to Georgia and I called my big bro and them, Jonas, and they, I was coming in. I was like, me and Samson coming up. He's like, well, you know where to park at and everything. And obviously, we have an area where all the alumni come and they sit us down and everything. And they bus us down. And so, and I'm sitting there and go on the sideline, go see Kirby and Bobo and everybody like that. And so, I see my man, Moosa Smith. I ain't seen Moosa in forever. I got a chance to meet Teddy Grand Pran.
Oh, nice.
And Big Mims and everything. And they kept calling me Sir Andy. They kept calling me Sir. I was like, damn it. I was like, ain't no. And they kept calling me Sir. Got to see my main man, Garrison Hurst. Now, I call him Doobie. I'm not going to call him that anymore. Garrison. Got to see Garrison and everything. And so I had to get
Was that a request?
Man, yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
That's old school, Randy. I was like, my bad.
Okay,
we'll call it Garrison. But no, we had a good time with that. And so, yeah, we went down. And obviously, my main man, Cooch, good friend of mine, he hooked us up. We got to go to a suite upstairs. And it was a suite of Brent Layton. And so we had a suite upstairs, and we went up there, nicest man, beautiful family. Everybody was nice. He made sure Samson had everything. If they didn't have it, he went out with Samson into the common area because we were in the suite area like the Delta Club. When Bo hooked us over to Brady, that's where we were for the game. It was just like that. And Mr. Layton and his family, they were awesome. They took care of us and everything like that. Again, so I wanted to make sure I give him a shout-out because he listens. He loves our show. He does it.
Great.
He loves our show and everything, so I want to make sure that him and his family know how appreciative we were that they took care of us and
That's
everything.
So cool.
But it was – so they're like, okay, we're sitting there, and they're like, Randy, you're in between Cedric and Mims. I'm like, in between what? What are you talking about? We're about to go on the field third – no, they kept saying third timeout. And I was like, what are you talking about? I'm just down there chilling. They said third timeout, Randy. I was like, why? Wait. Not paying any attention. And so they're like, you're in between Ced and Mims. I'm like, in between doing what? And then all of a sudden they're like – they're about to go out on the field. What? They're like, so we can recognize you. I didn't come here for all that. I came to take my son to watch a football game. He wanted to come on the sideline, see Kirby.
You got to recognize
and
the so, legends,
and,
though.
Yeah, and so if you come see on. Me, I'm like trying to run to Harry to get out there between these two
That's
guys, man.
Funny.
But it was awesome.
So did they do like a and welcome?
Yeah, welcome
for,
back.
Randy McMichael.
Yeah, and everything like that.
That's awesome.
It was cool. But
you didn't even know they were going to do
no,
that.
No, I didn't. Because
oh,
I was
really
like,
cool.
It was so cool. Man.
That
and
is
like
so cool.
I said, appreciate all the dogs and everything. First class as usual. But yeah, I was like, what? Oh, I'm supposed to go out here and wave?
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
But I was waiting because it's
Got
always
–
I knew Moosa and my wife because Samson obviously videotaped it. They're booing them, though. That's the call when Moosa was – boo.
Yeah.
And then bam, 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 Garrison, and then Ced, then me, and then Big Mims, and then Trayvon Walker was there. So everybody cheered. The loudest damn cheer, Rodrigo Blankenship. No lie. The loudest ovation was Hot Rod. Hot Rod was living it up too. Yeah, throwing his hands up.
Did you guys say something to each other? It's like of all the cheers, this guy.
Hey, dude. We like, for real? But he's such a cool
he's a national
kid.
Champion.
He's such a cool kid, man. He's so,
I guess that's Trayvon and all those guys are too.
Very respectful young man. That's what I love about Hot Rod. But, yeah, he's like, ah! Hot Rod was pumping him up and everything, man. It was crazy.
Did he have the goggles on?
He didn't wear glasses.
Oh,
he didn't wear glasses.
That's too bad. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that sounds
really
like
cool,
a really, really,
really good,
good
time.
All right, we'll get back into some college football conversation in about 15 minutes as just, I don't know, we could do all 3 hours on what happened on Saturday and what it means going forward. So we'll get back into it. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40 as well. But let's kick off the hour with an NFL no huddle. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We do have some highlights to play, so let's get to some of that. Don't look now, but the Tampa Bay Bucks are playing some pretty good football.
They're getting healthy.
They played the Giants
yesterday. The bum-ass Giants yesterday.
Here's Baker Mayfield scoring a touchdown.
Here's the snap. Second down and goal. Bucks have two timeouts. Running the ball is Baker Mayfield. He fakes the pass. Crunch to his left. 10-1. Touchdown. Baker Mayfield put on a cape and flew into the end zone.
And then he hit him with the Tommy DeVito celebration. They win 30-7 yesterday. And yeah, I mean, again, it's the Giants. They're not very good, but they're getting healthy, and they've been playing tough all year. And I don't know, man. They're a tough football team.
They're very well coached. Like you said, they're very tough. And they got a guy and a gamer, Baker Mayfield, who's going to always try to – he might throw him out of games, but he'll get him back in it. And obviously they play the Giants. And the Giants, they are a freaking disaster.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're actively now trying to lose.
They are a freaking disaster, and they're getting healthy. I know Worth didn't play yesterday, but he was supposed to come back. He's getting healthy. Obviously having Mike Evans back yesterday for them was big. And, I mean – Yeah.
Now again, they're behind the eight ball because they lost
both games
to the Falcons. So it's going to be a crawl for them to try to work their way back into it. But I don't know. I wouldn't underestimate them just the way that they fought, even without all those guys. And their schedule is pretty nice.
Very easy.
You got the Panthers this weekend, who, by the way, put up a fight.
They played really good yesterday.
Give them credit for
the way
they played yesterday.
I know they lost, but that's Bryce Young's best game.
Yeah, definitely.
His best game, definitely.
I mean, we talked about it on Friday. It was like, you know, the conventional wisdom would be, all right, the Chiefs finally lost their game. They're no longer undefeated. They got the Panthers. Maybe they get some revenge out. And they had a chance to blow them out, and then they didn't.
How the hell? And this is why I can't count them out, talking about the Chiefs, because the 15. Only he makes that run.
Yeah.
Only he makes that run that he made where he's running out the pocket to the left side. There's a guy coming at an angle, and he just sidesteps with that slow-ass juke move that he has and gets in a field goal range and gets more.
Yep.
He's the only player that does stuff like that.
Yeah, and they hit the kick at the buzzer and win the game 30-27. And you would maybe think that they would blow those guys out. They don't blow people out.
Nope.
But they win, though.
You told me that before I picked their ass.
But they win, though.
And that's the most important thing.
They're 10-1. But just to go back to the Bucs schedule, Panthers, Raiders – now, at Chargers is going to be tough, but at Cowboys, who also got a nice win yesterday. We'll get to a highlight in that in just a minute. And then Panthers-Saints. So they got a nice way to finish. I think probably the highlight of the weekend was from that Cowboys game. What a crazy run by Turpin. Let's hear it.
Fields the kick. Deep dances and running it out. Left to the 30. To the 40. To midfield. Turpin's got the Jets going. 10-5. Touchdown by the league's leading kickoff returner, and everybody's hanky is in its pocket.
Okay, you're not catching him, first of all.
Kevontae Turpin's the fastest guy in the league.
You're not catching him. But the way he made the move, because he fumbled the ball, he picks it up, and he's pausing, looking for a whole bunk, and then he reverse pivots and is gone.
Gone. Because he played it slow once he picked the ball up because he was really patient, and then he kind of lulled him into a false sense of security. Spun and was at top speed in 5 yards.
Gone. And then you have that. And then they come back. And what the hell is Dallas doing? You don't let nobody get behind you. And then Jaden throws the ball. And then Scary Terry goes 87 yards for a touchdown.
To the house.
What the hell are y'all doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, that part was crazy. And then, obviously, the onside kick, bam, bam, bam. Oh, no. Damn that. The kicker. And we saw this too much yesterday. And I don't care. I like kickers, but like again, I always say they're only good for stock tips and real estate. His ass misses the kick. Then that's what makes us mad as players at kickers. We can go over there and put our hand around it. It's okay, bro. No. We done fought our ass off all game, and for you to miss this.
Yep.
And then you kick the onside kick. 30, you know me. I'm all about scoring touchdowns. I'm all about scoring touchdowns.
Yeah, score.
I'm all about scoring. So I ain't mad at him for trying to score. But get your ass down.
Score.
Go get your ass down.
I like in the Ohio State game, did you see Trevion Henderson took a knee and then they were like, to hell with that.
The hell with that.
The next play,
no,
like we're scoring anyway.
The hell with that, man.
I would have been so mad if I was him. But it's I cost myself a touchdown to be a team player.
Yeah, but no, I mean the Cowboys, they got to win, and then they got to win this weekend because don't they play the Giants on Christmas Day?
Commanders have dropped three in a row now.
You remember we kept saying,
yeah.
You remember I kept saying, I was like,
don't buy it.
How good is Washington? I'm not buying this.
Yeah, don't.
I kept saying that, man. But I mean, crazy weekend. The damn Texans are struggling. Is this a?
They've lost some games too.
Is this a sophomore slump by C.J. Stroud?
I don't think so. I think it's an offensive line can't protect him from CJ.
I
now, he made some bad – he makes bad decisions, for sure.
He ran out the back of the end zone.
Yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
Made back out of the end zone. What's the other one? Philly, like Saquon. Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean –
come on, Saquon.
Put him in the MVP conversation.
Come on, Saquon.
255, most ever in a game.
Come on, Saquon.
for an Eagles running
come
back.
On, come
and,
on,
like,
Saquon.
You know, shout out to the Rams for trying to keep it competitive. And then first play of the second half, Saquon just to the house.
Out the door. That one. And then the last one, the 49ers might be done because they can't get healthy at the right time.
Yeah, look, no Purdy.
Yeah.
You
and
know, they got smoked
yesterday. Bo Nix just continues to play well.
Keeps winning.
Saw Desmond Ridder sighting. As Abe Texas, like, oh, they're going to bring him back. And then the next play, Desmond Ridder has a fumble.
Desmond Ridder. Like Abe's text couldn't even get
to our
phones before Desmond Ridder turned the ball over. But our wish is like this close to coming true.
Almost.
Desmond Ridder starting at quarterback for the Raiders when we're in Las Vegas.
Dude,
like
we know how that's gonna end, right?
I have a fear of how it would end.
Very
I've watched too many Falcons games for too many years to feel good about that.
Yeah, man.
Come on, man.
At least we'll be in Vegas.
At least we'll be in Vegas. Yeah, we're going to be having a great time. It's going to be awesome. But, yeah, man, don't lose to Desmond Ridder. We'll be doing that. All right, we'll come back. We'll get back into a college football Saturday. It was one of the most chaotic that we've ever seen. Indiana, Ohio State, Colorado, Kansas, BYU, Arizona State, Army, Notre Dame. Notre Dame's playing some really good football. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pretty empty clubhouse, so that didn't turn too many heads. But there's a couple people like, what the hell those guys just do? Don't worry. Falsetto. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here, broadcasting live from Eagle Watch Golf Course for the Brown Grass Classic 92.9 The Game. Always happy to be up here. Had a chance to be up here last year as well, and I know Carl's out there playing some golf. They'll be broadcasting from here when we're done. Take over for him and his group. The steakhouse was here earlier. Everybody's out here for a day-long golf event, which is a lot of fun. We'll get back into some college football from Saturday in just a couple of minutes. The back page with Bo coming up in 20 minutes.
Hey, Bo, do you have that Malik Nabers sound? I know we were talking about the Giants is a disaster. But, I mean, for this kid to just come out the way he did, and that means everybody losing their damn job.
Yep.
Because the simple fact is that they're up 30 and you're finally trying to throw this dude the ball. Just the frustration level. And it goes back. What was that show? The Hard Knocks. They were Hard Knocks with training
like
camp,
summertime,
right?
Yeah.
Summertime.
Yeah.
And the arrogance about which their GM. Because I'm not saying that we better with Saquon. I would never say that. Saquon's on a really good football team with a really good offensive line that blocks.
Yeah.
But.
It wouldn't hurt.
It wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt to have him.
It wouldn't hurt.
And it was one of those ones, too, where it's just like, you know, I get it because they're where they were as a team.
Right.
But whenever you lose a player like that, the message that it sends to your fans.
And that, no, not even
just,
a fan.
The locker room.
The locker room,
for sure.
Like, they're so.
Like,
they were losing, obviously. They're losing. Daniel Jones stinks. But all you hear from the guys on the team is how much they love the. Like, you.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. No, the message is the same to the players and the fans.
Yeah.
It's like, we're not serious this year.
Yeah.
We're not, you know.
It's bad, dog.
We're gonna be better without him.
Yeah.
How? Well, we've got Devin Singletary. Somebody.
Who?
We're going to hand it to.
Oh, that's right. Everybody. The guy who everybody said, we got Devin Singletary. We're not worried about Saquon.
Did anyone say that?
Yes, people were saying that to Andy Bunker.
Was their last name Singletary?
I don't know.
Were they related to Devin?
Like, Mike?
Is that his cousin?
Yeah, oh, Oh, yeah. Devin Singletary. Oh, no, we're good with that one.
I will. Devin did pick us up 9 critical points in our fantasy matchup yesterday.
How y'all doing?
Had to spot start Devin. We're scrapping and fighting. We're going to get the win this week, and I think that'll get us inside the playoff line. But there's still a few weeks left before the playoffs get here. But we're fighting.
Who played against Saquon yesterday?
Not us, thank God.
Okay, all right.
Now, we had played against Jamar Chase that couple of weeks ago,
where
Jamar had like 70. Now, who did we play against? We didn't play against anybody too bad. We had Mahomes had his best game of the season yesterday,
so that was nice to see him
put up the numbers that he put up. But, yeah, basically Malik Nabers said everyone's soft.
Yeah, basically. We suck. We soft. It's not – the biggest indictment was
– Oh, you have it?
Oh, let me hear it, Mo.
Let's hear it.
Let me hear it.
Selfish.
How disappointed are you?
Very.
What are you most disappointed about?
I mean, it's all, man. I'm totally going out there and losing. Like, it's just that. I mean, I don't know, bro.
Oh, yeah. First of all, didn't even recognize my guy over here, Trip Chandler. Also, always part of the dog you, tight end you. What's up, brother? Then I was like, I know this guy. But then he walks over here. I'm like, oh, yeah. Nice to see you, Trip. But no, for him to go out like that. Now, no, he's a rookie. Mm-hmm. He's a rookie. It's his first year, and he's like, bruh, what the hell?
Yeah, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
Yeah, and now he's having to try to catch passes from Tommy DeVito.
Yes.
Like, and he is playing good. Like, he got off to a nice start.
You remember that?
Like,
he was balling.
Malik Nabers a nice player.
Then he had that concussion and that not kind of – but still, this dude's a baller. And for them to just – because I heard somebody say this today. They are the New York Jets. I don't think they're that bad. As talking about as an organization, talking about the Giants.
No,
because the Jets are a disaster,
and they've been a disaster for decades.
For decades,
now. Yeah.
You see the whole new thing with Aaron Rodgers and Woody Johnson not getting along, and they don't like each other and everything. Get going.
Yeah, move on.
Get going. But yeah, the Giants, and for him, they're rookie quarterback because he's absolutely great. Y'all are down 30-0. Oh, you know what? Let's get our best offensive player the ball now. What am I supposed to do, bro?
Yeah, come on.
It was awful.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a tough finish for them this year. Again, you bench the quarterback, you cut him because he spoke out, you start your third string guy. Like, you're basically just trying to lose so you can get draft spots, but all these guys have to go out there every single Sunday and play because it's their job to do so and they're professionals. All right, let's get to the college football corner. I'll tell you who was a happy camper on Saturday night watching college football. It was my father-in-law.
Oh, my goodness.
Tennessee.
I know he was.
No problem with UTEP, 56-0, whatever. But just watching the rest of the SEC crumble around them. And, yeah, Tennessee's sitting pretty
now.
Can
I ask you something? How was he after the Tennessee game, after Georgia?
Quiet.
Quiet.
Now, again, like, I'm not trash-talking him because, you know, I'm not like I wanted Georgia to win the game, but I'm not like a diehard Georgia fan. Ashley really likes Georgia. Like,
right.
She obviously went to App State and loves App State.
Tell her to get her folks. I saw the snowball throwing.
Yeah. Great behavior.
Tell your wife to get her people up
not,
there.
Not great behavior up there in Boone.
I was like, what the – hold on, that's Appalachian State at Boone.
That's
in
Boone.
Snowball.
Yeah. I blame Kelsey. Jason Kelsey was in there riling the crowd up, getting hammered with everybody in the pregame tailgate.
What the hell was he doing up there?
Great question. No idea. But he was there because he's everywhere. Jason Kelsey's everywhere. Like, I don't know. There must be body doubles because this dude's at like 5 college football games every single weekend. He was in Boone for App State, JMU, which was a great game, by the way. App State actually beat him. JMU's having a really nice year. But I think there's two reasons. I think one of the reasons he said was because he wanted to show support to Western North Carolina after the floods.
Okay.
They had raised a lot of money, and he wanted to go out there and support. I think he's also pretty sure he's partnering with Smoky Mountain Moonshine.
Okay.
So he was maybe out there for some business
that could be
as
it.
Well.
That could be.
I blame him.
I should get up folks up there,
no,
man.
No, I know. That was not
But I tell you what, Tennessee, as dejected as they were after Georgia whooped that ass, for them to sit back and sit pretty, first team out,
they're in.
Yeah, they're in. Now, they got Vandy, right? Mm-hmm. Now, that's the one.
That's a tricky game.
That's the one because that's the one right there.
They got Vanderbilt at noon on, what is the 30th? I don't know if that's Friday or Saturday. Saturday. They got Vanderbilt at noon on Saturday.
Yes, and that's the one.
Vanderbilt's not a bad team this year.
They are Kansas. Mm-hmm. They're Kansas. Like, they will give you all you want. Maybe they might end up winning that football game. But, yeah, Tennessee's sitting pretty right now. It seems like if they win this Vanderbilt game, they're going to be in. And I think that's right. And I think that's right. Right. So I think they're one of the best teams in football. And so when you keep going as far as we looking at this whole 12-team playoffs, I don't even know where to view it as far as how many SEC teams get in, how many Big Ten teams get in, how many whatever. But I think, and you said it earlier, the one team, two teams that are like, okay, glad it's happened, Tennessee, obviously,
definitely.
Indiana.
Yeah, no, Indiana had a bad start to Saturday. And again, they're not happy. They didn't handle their business, and they got – is exposed the right word?
I don't know.
They got beat by a really, really good team on the road. You can call it exposed.
I think they got exposed by a higher level team. I think they're a good football
team. They are a good football
team. I think they got beat by what a great football team looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I think that they're probably still – they can still easily make the claim of they're one of the 9 to 14 that type of team in college football. I don't think they're a top 8 team. And the AP has it accordingly. They're at 10 right now after that loss to Ohio State. And shout out to Ohio State, man, because they had that tough loss earlier in the season against Oregon and then came back and won a tough one against Penn State and then really showed how good they are. I mean, we know how good they are, but really showed how much better they are than Indiana in that game on Saturday. So, if there was any worry about Ryan Day, Ohio State, any of that kind of stuff after that Oregon loss, which there was, certainly inside that fan base, they answered well.
Oh, yeah.
They answered well. And Brett McMurphy was on with us in the 11 o'clock hour, said he works with the Action Network. He said over there they've got Ohio State as the favorites to win the national championship right now. So
I mean, they are as good as any team in America. They have just as good a chance. I mean, we talk about the odds, Vegas and everything like that, of winning because of how talented they are.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest thing that you know, when I've heard about what people talk about Ohio State is three things. Is Will Howard, can he do that? He obviously played good in
played
big games.
Played really good.
Ryan Day in big games and Chip Kelly in big games.
Yep.
Because I watch Ohio State, but I didn't watch Chip Kelly's offenses that well. I knew they were explosive. A lot of people said they're the same. Mm-hmm. And it's not evolved enough. Now, they have the superior athletes enough to make that whole thing work. But can they, because Oregon caught up with them and everything like that, can they adjust more on the fly? But, yeah, it'd be just a good win.
Yeah, look, and they're in that group of four or five teams that you really feel like is the best in the country right now. Along, and they'll play Oregon again, likely. If they beat Michigan in the rivalry game this weekend, Oregon is already in the Big Ten championship game because they're 11-0 no matter what happens against Washington on Saturday in that game.
Against who?
The Washington Huskies.
My boy.
It would be awesome if it was a possibility of knocking them out of the championship game or disrupting their playoff chances. There isn't. Still would love to beat him.
Hell yeah.
So, and I heard Costco's selling roasted duck right now, too. So
Hold on.
That means I don't even have to make the duck myself.
No, you're still cooking the duck, though, right?
Well, Costco can cook it for me. I'll just eat it.
What the hell's going on?
You've always
made it.
Well, no, I always eat duck.
Oh, I thought you always made duck.
Sometimes. Sometimes other people make it.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I might let Costco, Seattle company, though. So,
but you're still going to
– basically, I made it.
Y'all, the Bunkers, y'all still eating duck this weekend.
We'll be eating duck on Saturday.
Yes, but but you necessarily won't be cooking it.
I might not, yeah.
Okay.
Well, because, sometimes I've gotten, duck jerky, you know? There's a place up in Dahlonega that sells all kinds of exotic jerkies, and I'll get some duck jerky from up there. And then that's been my –
Exotic jerky.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to take a stab at some other meats they got?
Okay.
They got all kinds of stuff.
I'll go beef.
Well, that's not exotic.
No, this is what I'm talking about as far as jerky.
Oh, these are the ones you'll eat.
Beef, chicken, poke.
That's it?
I found out they got duck.
They got duck? What? They had shark up there.
Ain't no damn shark jerky.
Yeah. Salmon jerky?
How the hell you make... You know what? I don't even care.
They had...
deer jerky, probably.
Ostrich?
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Ain't no way in the hell you caught no ostrich.
I didn't catch anything. I'm just... There's a whole wall of jerkies... And they got all kinds of options.
I'm not believing that.
they have it.
Did you eat some ostrich jerky?
Yeah.
Damn, dog.
It was great.
First damn kangaroo, now ostrich.
I told Lily about the kangaroo the other day.
How'd you think, Philip?
She didn't like it.
My girl.
She's on the same page as you.
My girl.
She's like, why'd you do that? Why'd you eat it?
My girl.
I was like, it was really good. She's like, I wouldn't eat it.
My girl. That's
like,
why.
I was like, Uncle Randy's going to love that answer.
My girl.
But yeah, we'll be eating duck on Saturday. We'll be eating duck on Saturday. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We'll come back and get to the back page with Bo. Thanks for being with us on a Monday afternoon. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You got any extra grease?
I do.
Interesting.
Boom!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show. Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon.
There's going to be all these damn jerky things. Alligator jerky.
Oh, yeah, alligator. They got that up there.
I know you can jerk everything.
You sure can.
I know you can make jerky out of everything, all right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes, I know.
They make you can even like you can get like you can get like vegetarian jerky.
There's no such thing.
Yeah, you can get like
ain't nobody finna eat no damn asparagus
mango.
Jerky.
You can get like mango
Come
jerky.
Come on, man.
You can't.
Like, you're going too far.
Look, I'm not getting it. I'm just all I'm doing is relaying information, okay? Don't be mad at me. I haven't jerked any of this stuff, all right?
I'm just telling you something right
I've
now.
Eaten some of it.
I'm telling you right now. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to tell you this right now, okay? Beef is the only jerk that you can jerky.
Yeah. Okay? That's my favorite kind.
Who sells it? If Quick Trip don't sell it, it ain't jerky.
I think they have turkey.
Damn.
I think Quick Trip has turkey jerky for the health conscious.
Yeah, but I'm just
I've been
saying.
I've been a big
what's your
pepperoni guy lately.
Oh, okay.
It's a Jack Lynx.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, and I'll eat beef jerky, but I've never, and I promise you this, honestly, I've never had beef jerky that I didn't buy at a gas station.
Yeah.
I've never had what to insert.
Oh, I'm going to tell you.
I've never done it.
Allow me to tell you some information that you're really not going to care about or like.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
It's one of the main reasons to go to Bucky's.
Why?
A whole lot of jerky.
I've been to Bucky's parking lot.
Right, but next time if you go in.
I'm not going in. I'm not going.
But this is one of the many amenities that they have.
That walk wasn't that long coming from Nashville down 75.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that gas station ain't a far of a walk. All right? I stayed in the parking lot today, got finished.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I've been in the parking lot of Bucky's. I ain't going there because I cannot give in to the Buck folks.
Right. No, I understand.
Yeah.
Like, your feet are planted firmly in the ground, and they're not moving.
No.
And that's fine. That's one of the many things we love about Randy Mack.
Won't happen.
But I'm just saying, like, if you ever did go in, there's a lot of jerky options.
Now, next time, Andy, they got me in the parking lot this time.
Uh-huh.
Last time I said I'd drop y'all off and come back get you. I went across the street. Y'all called me. That's the one coming up from Folk Valley. It was raining.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So they got me in the
I've
parking
been to both
lot.
Both of those Buc-ee's.
Yeah, they got me in the parking lot this time. All right. Now, can they get me in the store? That's going to be the biggest thing.
I don't know what it's going to take. Like,
I don't know, man. Dude, do you know how soft I'm getting the older I get?
Are you in the market for like a foldable camping chair with a beaver's face on it?
No.
Oh, well.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but,
they have them.
But, dude, I'm getting so – as the older I get, the softer I get as far as stances.
Okay.
Like my broad, dug-in stances, man.
I'm off that sometimes.
I'm trying not to, but
so
I'm like
– born hard,
okay,
right?
Okay, you know when you like – say, for instance, you got like – we got the deers on the front yard. One of them laying there like somebody picked them off. The Christmas deer.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know the stake you're digging. You're digging the stake and everything like that. And you know how hard, once the ground freezes, how hard it is to get out? Like, I'm inching up out the ground, and it's scaring me, dude.
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know, man. I don't know, dog. I don't know, man.
I'm just saying if it was born hard and that's where you started.
I'm always going to be born hard.
Maybe you need to be reborn.
No.
Born again.
Because the thing about me is this, man.
Born again hardness.
You can't rebaptize the hardness of Randy.
What would you get baptized in?
That's how they get. That, you know what they're born again. They baptize you.
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
You can't be born the hardness of Randy.
But if you were, if you were to get baptized to be reborn hard, what would you get baptized in?
In some of that old Crisco, that white stuff. You put it in that hook. Yeah.
It's right across the
floor. You got to baptize me in some of that hard stuff. You know what I mean? That stuff that has, advisory. If you eat this, you know what I mean? That's me, dog. Yeah, yeah. I ain't no olive oil. I ain't no, what's that other stuff she cooked with? With the fancy oils my wife like to cook with.
There's all kinds of oils.
Yeah.
Avocado oil.
Yeah, avocado oil, none of that. No, that ain't me, dog. I need Crisco in the can, the white one that you got to scoop out.
Yeah.
That's
exactly right. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Got to let it cool, though.
Or some old-ass bacon grease in one of them cans.
We have four jars of bacon grease.
Dude.
Never used for anything.
Let me tell you something, man. We country folk. We got you. Y'all got bacon grease cans, right?
Of course.
Okay,
my wife's from.
To.
Yeah, I mean, she's
I know Bo got them.
She grew up next door to her mama and papa.
And we're talking about jerky. I know Bo done ate Bo done jerky the possum or two.
Can you
make jerky out of anything? Did I overhear you say that Bucky's had mango jerky, though?
No, not Bucky's. Not Bucky's. I'm just other places.
But is that what we're doing now? I've just seen it. You're just going to dry out any fruit and call it jerky? Because that's not jerky.
Yeah, it's just dried.
It's just dried mango.
Yeah. It's just for, you know, it's for the vegetarians to feel like they're a part of it.
Yeah, to feel like they're being beefy. Mm-hmm. A little bit of life news here is we are about 95% moved into the new place.
All hey! Right, there we go.
All right.
Quick shout out. Anytime you get fantastic service, you know we got to shout it out. So quick shout out to Atlanta Moving Solutions, who got the job done over the weekend. So it was Jeff, who is the GM, who was the listener that reached out to me. I hollered back at Jeff, and it was Matt, the owner, that booked us up. And then appreciate Casey and Doc, who came out to the house and got everything done. Man, we got my entire house moved in about 3 hours. They were
lovely.
Super efficient.
That's
they even took direction from Olivia when she was telling them where her stuff goes. And, great sports, yeah. Hell of a shout out to Casey and Doc. If you need moving done, get Atlanta Moving Solutions.
There you go.
Awesome.
So,
by the way, baptized Randy in Bush Light wouldn't be bad
dude.
Either.
Hey, why not? I'm already going to be in the wait list. And Moses, it's me, Randy. You know, that's how I'm going to be, trying to holler at one of the boys. Moses, Ecclesiastes,
one of them.
Timothy.
Sure.
Somebody
right there.
Yeah.
We heard from Xavier Leggett before he went to Germany. We heard from Xavier Leggett while he was in Germany eating some food, some jerky, by the way. Here's Xavier Leggett talking about the flight on the way back, and I want you to pay special attention to the very end of this clip as he almost lashes back out at the reporter there that's talking to him.
He was straight on the way to hell, but on the way back, I couldn't go to sleep in there. Yeah. Oh, yeah, nah, it was
sick. Watch movies?
Nah, I can't watch no movie. I try to lay on the floor and out. And then the seat they gave me wasn't too good, in it?
Did the rookies get the worst seats?
No, I mean, everybody had their own role, but they gave me the worst seat they could have gave me.
Why was it the worst?
Mike, because they had like a little panel thing in between me. I couldn't really lay across the seat. No, these ain't moved.
Y'all notice
damn,
how he completely shut her
what
down?
That? Where the hell y'all was flying? Carolina Panthers, and his seat won't move.
They got him on Frontier?
Exactly.
What's going on?
So I guess they give these guys their own row.
Yes.
And he was wanting to lay down across it, and the panel wouldn't move. But she was thinking that it could just be moved up and down. He's like, nah, woman. The panel wouldn't move. You think I didn't try that?
Of course I tried that.
No, yeah. You know what it Come is, on. Bo? He getting tired.
It's tired,
he gets
of,
tired of y'all messing with him the way he talks.
Trying to bait him into saying weird stuff in his funny voice.
That's exactly what it is.
So y'all mentioned the Tampa Bay Bucks and Baker Mayfield scoring a touchdown and doing the – he kind of his own version of the Tommy DeVito. I don't know, is it called a dance these days? So Baker in the post-game presser declares that it was not ill-fated.
It's not a disrespectful thing. I met Tommy in Vegas at the Super Bowl last year. He's got a lot of swag, and this is the fans love him here, so paying a little tribute to him.
I don't know. Looked a little disrespectful.
Whatever, Baker.
Yeah, right.
Whatever. You were mocking that dude.
Yeah.
You were mocking that dude. Whatever.
I like it, though. That's, again, kind of like we were saying about Will Howard and the cigarette Kirk Cignetti thing. At least Tommy DeVito's getting paid attention to.
Where did the cigarette from him, Cignetti, come from?
Cignetti.
Oh, cigarette. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they were branding stuff with, like, it looked like an old Marlboro logo, but it said Cignetti on it. They're t-shirts.
Okay.
So he popped the cigarette out and put it out with his foot.
Wow.
So speaking of the dumpster fire that is the New York Giants, here's wide receiver Malik Nabers on who the problem is not on.
I mean, obviously, it ain't the quarterback. Same homecoming we had DJ at quarterback. I mean, take a look. It ain't the quarterback. I don't know what it is. Everybody know better than me.
Is it the play
call?
We'll take three more.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. But I know I'm tired of losing.
I think you know.
Everybody getting fired.
Yeah. I mean, that's
everybody getting fired.
That's as close to saying these guys are terrible coaches
everybody
as I'll ever hear an NFL player.
Everybody's
get
getting
to.
Fired.
So did y'all hear L. Duncan's kind of not really rant to Daniel Jones after he made his "Hey, I'm about to get cut" goodbye speech?
Yes.
Yeah, she I heard
kinda,
some clips
and,
of it.
And I agree with everything she said. I agree with everything she said.
Here it is.
You guys think he had this saved in his notes since like 2020? In all seriousness, DJ, I could have saved you like 90 seconds. A rewrite. Sorry you paid me $108 million for one playoff win, and I look forward to reviving my career as Brock Purdy's backup. The end.
Boom.
You know what? Okay. First of all, I had no problem with it. And
she caught all kind of grief for that.
And it's, you know what's amazing to me, Bo, is, and I say this all the time, y'all, when the hell do we get so sensed about athletes and start defending them about everything?
I don't know.
It was garbage.
He's awful.
Yeah.
And all the Giant fans that try to come at L, y'all boo this dude and call him trash.
You guys are happy that he got cut.
And as soon as L says something, everybody try to come at L.
Well, the funny thing is,
are you kidding me?
And I don't think most people would have even seen it or thought twice about it, but wasn't it the Giants themselves that reached out to ESPN to complain?
The Giants reached out to ESPN to complain.
Like, that's crazy.
Like, are you serious? Like,
what she said was not that bad.
And that's what I'm saying. L didn't say anything that was bad.
It was like a little bit of – it was a joke. Like,
but for people, because I'm not going to put myself in them damn fools, complain or got to defend athletes all the time.
I don't know.
That you boo.
I don't know.
We know this. When we sign up, when we sign the contract, when we do all these things, we know what comes with that. Criticism.
Yeah.
When you don't play well. And he stunk.
Right.
All right? I mean, and he stunk. And it's the Giants' fault because they chose Saquon Barkley over him at 3:57 before he signed the contract at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
3:57. Yep. They called Saquon. Yeah, we're going to franchise. We're going to give Daniel the long-term extension. Get out of here,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's bad decision-making.
Hell didn't say nothing wrong.
Hell
didn't do wrong.
No. It's like such a normal, like, commentary in this day and age in media that was like, I don't know, so much stuff goes so much further than that. I don't understand. It's never a good look, though, when a team decides that they're going to try to say something about the way that they're being covered when they're bad.
Yes.
Like, it's like when Lincoln Riley's banning student reporters from USC press conferences and stuff like that. You just look small. Like, you look small by lashing out like that, as if that's the problem. No, you're bad because you're bad. You have to own it because now you're being called out for being bad publicly. But, you know, you can silence all the media people you want. You're still bad.
Crazy.
So last Sunday, after Patrick Mahomes threw a touchdown versus Buffalo, he gave a little point. Now, if you look at the point, it looks like when players stand up and make a first down point. Well, I guess in the no-fun league, you can't even point anymore, as Pat Mahomes has been fined $14,000 for doing what the NFL is saying was a violent gesture after scoring a touchdown. There you go. You can't even point
in the NFL
anymore.
Pointed forward?
He pointed with two fingers. He didn't do like a bang-bang. He didn't do like a pew-pew. He just pointed forward.
I don't know if he was
meaning it to be a gun or a rifle or not.
Too close to a gun.
Violent gesture. There we go.
Violent gesture.
Get his ass.
You know how you know the NFL doesn't really care about it? They fined him
$14,000. You know, the crazy thing about it is that I remember because whenever the meeting before training camp starts, you get the book, the compliance book and everything like that, and they have the fine list and the random numbers of it. So it's probably $14,678.
Right.
Like, where do you come up with $14,678?
For a violent gesture.
Yeah. $14,687.
It must be a percentage of something.
Of what?
I don't know.
And that was, I remember Donovan McNabb said this. He's absolutely correct. The fine should go accordingly to what you get paid.
Mm.
If a guy is getting paid $10 million and a guy's getting paid the league minimum of, say, let's just say $750,
yeah,
they should not be fined the same for the same offense.
I agree with that. Yeah, make it appropriate to your salary.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense. I get behind that. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Obviously, the big story of the day was the chaotic Saturday in college football. Bill Bender going to join us at 1:20 as well, one of our favorite college football writers to talk to. I haven't talked to Bill in a while. And then we'll wrap things up with an AMA, as we always do. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.